You'll sound lovely.
Check, check.
Yeah, everyone gets a bit sick sometimes. All right, when you're ready, let's go.
Mic test, 1, 2, 3. Man, I forgot what to say.
Just say hello.
Hello? It's been so long. Okay.
The end.
Like, I forgot what to say. Okay. Hey guys, it's Minsu. Welcome back to my podcast, The Go Standard with Minsu Go. Again, I am so excited to be here, and I hope you are excited as well. Here, join with me, my friend and producer.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be back. What's the story with you?
I actually had a like brain freeze. I didn't know what to say. It's like, because it's been so long, but yeah, I'll be back. So
right. The week went really fast though, and I noticed you're not wearing your wrist support thing anymore. You feeling better?
Yes, definitely it's better, but I know still not 100%. So I was gonna compete last weekend, but I decided not competing because even though I knew I could force myself to do it, but if anything happened, it could be really, really bad, you know? And then I'm not going to be able to do anything for a month, or it could be worse.
Right, so is there another competition you're going to do instead, or are you going to leave it?
There is a competition every month. So there's one in April, but I'm not sure if I wanted to do it or if I can do it. I mean, I could do it, but I don't know if I want to do it. So I'm going to kind of see. Right now, I want it to be more focusing on my skills and my base, and I want it to have a good base.
Foundations
before I jump into the competition. So I think first thing first.
Right, first things first. Are you still going to training though? Are you going?
Yeah, still, yes. So not too much of sparring right now, but it's more just practicing the techniques.
Yeah.
And
smart move,
yes.
I think. Avoid those black and brown belts. They just want to hurt your wrists.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm a little bit scared training now because of it's like 2 injuries, and I'm really like cautious. So it's kind of the bad. I think it's kind of bad because I can't really push myself further because I'm like still back of my head. I don't want to be injured, you know. But I think it'll get better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just keep trying, and next time you can
win.
And yeah, I was going to ask you as well. These days, I've noticed a lot of bodybuilding competitions are being advertised. I think a few already happened in Korea, anyway. It seems to be bodybuilding season. But some people have asked in the comments and the messages, when is your next competition? When are we going to see Minsu back on the bodybuilding stage?
Yeah, I get that questions a lot. My actually last competition was 2014,
wow.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
And I actually was going to compete in 2016, but didn't happen. I don't really have a plan to compete, and there's a reason why, of course. Am I supposed to say why?
Yeah, you can. But I suppose, like, why wouldn't you? Like, I'm sure there's some good things about competing. Like, what are the positives?
Definitely. Competing it's first of all so much fun. And I think that when you have a set goals like that, competitions or photo shoot, anything clear, like goals, and you can really push yourself. So when I start competing, and when I have the day to compete, then I really eat super clean, very strict about, I don't make any excuses, always on time. So that way you can really see the best result when you have that plan. Even though I can still keep myself quite behave, but it's not as, you know, like when I'm competing. So if you are going to compete, then that's great because you can see the next level, you know, you can reach to the next level.
Do you enjoy that part, the whole eating very strictly?
It's only like 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
You know, so
yeah.
It is hard, definitely.
Sounds very hard.
Yeah, even like doing in like 3 months of like competition or preparing competition, it's not easy, but the rewarding is big. I'm not just saying winning the show or not, but it's more you see, you reach that, and then you see the wow, you know, the body that you have. And I think my favorite part is the first bad food that I eat after the 3 months. So
the big rewards.
Yeah, so like what I ate on my competition day, I ate just plain white bread. And that was the best bread in the world. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, this is heaven. Like, I was so happy. And I can never forget, that was like really like amazing. So I kind of want to do that even just for to feel that, because oftentimes like we always eat this. I mean, for us, it's nothing new. But once you put yourself, stay away from everything for 3 months, and when you like taste it again, it just, you feel so grateful. So that's really awesome. And there are so many positive things when I'm competing. It's just for yourself. I just feel so proud of myself that I made it and then I did it. And of course there's like ups and downs and it's hard work. But at the end of the day, then I feel so amazing when I reach that.
Right,
but
so there's all these positives,
yes,
but you say you haven't done it since 2014,
right,
which is pretty much around 3 years now.
Yeah.
Time flies, huh?
Yeah.
But so there must be some reason that stops you, because you still keep in shape, you still eat pretty clean, so why aren't you up there competing with the rest of them?
It's kind of a sad story, and it is just my personal experiences, and I just, maybe now I know too much about the behind the scene. I realize the whole bodybuilding scene or even any other sports, it's not as clean as you think. What I'm saying is there is always politics behind of it. So it was not all about how good I am or how hard work I put in. Sometimes even though you are the best or you're the best person or winner in the show, sometimes the victory goes to someone else who knows somebody or who pays someone or who trains with whom or who slept with whom. So it was just a bunch of
controversial.
Yeah, so like, wait a minute, like I worked my ass off and then to get to this level, but at the end of the day, the winner goes to someone else. And that was kind of hard for me to deal with. And for me, the bigger problem was when I competing at the worst, and I literally work so much, like really work hard to win the show actually. And when I went to the world show, I just realized, wow, this is not my level. What I mean by is the level was, it was not for natural person. So there is a certain level that you can only become as a natural like bodybuilder, but you cannot really be the people who take drugs, steroids.
So on those world stages, are you allowed to use drugs? Are those competitors allowed to take whatever they want?
So the federation, they don't really take any tests, so they don't really care if the person taking it or not. So basically, like, everybody was taking. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, because I'm sure there are a number of people who do not, but many people were taking drugs. And I just knew, like, by looking at those competitors, like, I cannot really go to that level. And I felt so discouraged, like, why did I do this? For what? Why? So suddenly, all the hard work that I put in, it was all gone, and I felt so bad and sad that why have I done this for, you know? So it was really hard for me, but that was in 2012. So that was when I kind of stayed really away from bodybuilding. I told myself I'm never going to compete again. And then 2 years later, and I become more mind control. I work more really into, not really in like physical things, but more mentally.
Mental
and
strength.
Then, yeah, mental strength. And then I see things differently. Like, but you know what? I still love the bodybuilding, because the bodybuilding is something that I really push myself as a human being to beat the genetic, you know? So that was a beautiful thing, that I was not born what I look like now, but I just only work hard and hard to be better Minsu than yesterday. So because I love the sport so much, and I actually got opportunities, there was a show in Korea. It was called like All-Star Classic. And the guy who came to me says, Minsu, we want you to compete here. And this is not anything related to politics, because there is no judge. I said, there's no judge, then who's gonna, you know, pick the winner? And the judge is going to be all the fans who love bodybuilders, because the guys were, it's like some bodybuilding.com, but they were a Korean version of bodybuilding.com, so it's called Monster Gym. So they had a
Monster Gym with a Z, right?
Yes,
yeah.
So very big bodybuilding community, and then they're all the manias who's going there. You buy supplements and get the news and all these cool things, right? So the guy was saying, well, the fans gonna decide who's gonna be the best, because they are actually go after the top athlete in Korea. So everybody won the top in certain like competition. So they just picked few, and then they're going to pick the best of the best, which is MVP.
So like a clash of champions.
Right.
And
you know, there's a baseball, like their MVP
like
of
All-Star
the year.
All-Star.
Yeah, it's the same same thing. So I was a little bit concerned, because I definitely didn't think that Korea would vote for me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? But what I wanted to do is I wanted to show people, like, I've gone out of the scene for a while, and I just wanted to come back to the show or come back to the sports with wanted to show people, like, who really I am. And being as a natural, I wanted to prove people that you can be the level, you can be the champion, even though you are 100% natural, you don't have any surgery. I just wanted to show people what I can do, you know, and how I'm different than 2 years ago. So I say okay, and it was like, long story, there is a video, so if you want to check it out, you can see my YouTube channel, it's pretty cool. Anyway, that was one of the best shows I ever done, and I feel so grateful that I did it, because it was so rewarding, not just because who won this show, but it's more, I feel so satisfied with the hard work that I put in, and I got on the stage and I had nothing to regret about. Like, okay, this is all I got, this is the best I could do, and I'm here. Like, let me show you what I got. And the best part was, guess what?
Free pizza.
And I won.
Nice one.
MVP. It's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it, because it was like 100% voting from online, offline, and just I just feel so loved. And not only that, I can see people all make a good compliments, like, Minsoo, you were the best, you were like, you killed the show. It's
was
like,
the award called MVP?
MVP.
Nice.
So,
the Steph Curry of the bodybuilding world.
It was so amazing. So I wasn't saying something bad thing about bodybuilding.
How did they vote for you?
But it was online. They had a show open online.
It was live and then
It wasn't live. Live online. And then there was people come to the show. They can vote there as well. So that was amazing. That's so why I love the bodybuilding. But a few years later, what happened is the bodybuilding is now really popular here in general. Like, there are shows like WrestleMania, Nava, and IFBB, there's different shows, like
WBC,
so many shows, right? But it gets really, now I feel like going, they're losing the soul of the sports. Like, the real meaning of bodybuilding, I think that, like I said before, it's about you gotta really work for yourself, trying to find yourself and trying to beat your genetic, because you are the human being, but you are pushing your limits to be better. And I think that's the beauty of the bodybuilding. But now it's more, everybody's taking drugs, and then everybody, so it's more about who's taking more and more, you know, and bigger. And even the girls are taking the drugs, and I couldn't believe it. It was happening back in 2012, but it was a little bit not common, but now it's really common. So I met just a few girls, and they all changed their voice. So what happened is, so when you're taking drugs, if you're a female, then your voice is going to be like a boy. Like, you know how they change their voice when they're like...
Is that to do with the testosterone in the drugs?
Yes, yes. So, hey, Minsoo, like, what happened? Like, no, Jesus. Like, I feel so bad. And then the worst thing is your voice is not going to come back. It's like, why you do that to yourself?
Hey, Minsoo, I've been working out.
Yeah, and then, like, your body's not even good. Like, that's the worst part. Like, you're taking drugs. First of all, you lose your voice, but then your body sucks.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? And
good.
Like, and then you don't even get like $100 for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You spend like $1,000. Okay, so it's not about the numbers, but my point is like why you do something to yourself and it's bad for you. And I just didn't get that part, but it was kind of the whole environment or whole scene is going
yeah.
towards that, and everybody feels like, oh, you have to do it. And another thing is a lot of competitors here, female competitors, I get these questions a lot. Hey, Minsu, well, I know if you want to win the show, you have to get a boob job. It's like, no. Or it's not about who has the bigger boobs. You know, it's bodybuilding, not boob building, you know? It's like, but a lot of girls think that they need the boobs. Well, I understand that if you have a bigger boobs, of course, it's about the portion, you know?
Yeah, the ratio.
So, the ratio.
The portion,
so if you definitely have a bigger boobs, looks your waist smaller. So, yeah, it makes sense. But for me, my... what I see is if you have a fake boobs, I think it's still it's not fair because like if the bodybuilding is about the ratio, but if you somebody has a fake boobs to make the ratio even better, and then obviously the look your waist is smaller, but I think it's still not being natural.
Oh, type of cheating.
Yeah, right? Type of cheating, right? Because if you say, well, but then I don't have a boobs because it's all gone because of the bodybuilding, so I had to do it. But then how can we say against someone who has a fake ass or a fake butt? Because the person might say, well, I don't have a fat on my booty, so I had to get the surgery. Then what can we say to somebody, well, I don't have abs naturally, so I'm going to get a fake abs. So it, after all, like everybody can be just fake, getting the fake muscle and then compete. So just the whole scene is going like super... It was not what I wanted.
It becomes a battle of the best plastic surgeons.
Yes. So, and like, I had to really tell myself, like, do I want to do this? And it's really sad to say this, but some shows, when my clients went to the orientations.
Oh, right. You had clients. You were training
yes,
people to enter
yes.
those
so,
shows.
Yeah.
Right?
So
mm-hmm.
I trained the athlete to compete the show.
Were they natural also?
Because I'm natural, so people come to me, then they all natural. I'm not going to tell them to take the drugs because I always tell them, you don't want to take the risk for something that you don't want because don't think about what you get right in front of you. You got to think about the long term, eventually.
Yeah.
You know,
good advice.
Yes. But she said, it really shocked me and it really makes me to hate this whole scene because... She was saying, well, I'm not saying it's only the federations, but I'm sure it's different in other country. But what they were saying was they're looking for three things. If you want to win the show, they are looking for the face and the boobs and the butt. It's like, okay, well, you are not going to compete there.
The FBB.
Yes. I'm like... This is like really sad. Like if you're saying body, I'm sure, well, that is not bodybuilding show anymore. At the end of the day, it just whole change the scene. If you want to compete there, then it's your call. Then just change your face or get a good job, get a big or plastic surgeon your butt implant. But that was not who I want to be, or that was not me. And for me, putting all the hard works and competing someone else, or competing somebody who's just taking drugs or doing this, I just want it to be just that part. And at the end of the day, if they are looking for, the shows are looking for people like that, I don't belong there. So I just say, well, then I'm not going to compete. But you know what though? Even though I'm not competing, I can hold myself the best, you know? I can be better than Minsu yesterday. So I think that's more important than... So it's like few years later, like I don't really have to compete or I don't have to win the show to make me feel that I am good or I am the best.
Still the best.
Yes, because I always eat clean and being healthy. I always, you know, look for myself. And I am the champion every day.
Yeah, you stay ready, so you don't have to get ready.
I don't have to. Yeah, I don't need anybody else to call me champion because look at me. That I am always like this. So why I'm not champion every day in life?
So pretty much, you're not gonna be competing on stage. You reckon for the future? Is there never say never, or
never say never?
There might be another All Star competition.
Yeah, if there are some shows like All Star, definitely was very, very good shows. It was super amazing because the stage and the lightning and the TVs, and it was just perfect. You can imagine it's like a great like concert. Like, it was an amazing show. If there is opportunities like that, then I am so honored to be on the stage, and I will work so hard to bring the best version of myself. But as of just competing, just regular shows to prove myself, am I the winner, or I don't think that's necessary for me. And I really find bigger purpose me doing bodybuilding in just inspiring other people. So that's why I'm doing podcasts rather just trying to focusing on my competitions. I still need to work on, you know, my body training. It's amazing. It's part of my life. But I see more impact, more inspiration through doing something like podcast or YouTube or anything online. So that's where I'm going for now.
Yeah, sounds great. But one thing, if you had a chance to improve the bodybuilding competitions, like you're saying, that All-Star Classic or whatever it's called, that sounds like a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
Is that how you would like to see all bodybuilding competitions, or maybe change the categories or the rules?
So there are a few shows and for natural athlete, but it's not as popular than just... No, I mean, regular competitions. I mean, obviously, if you're taking drugs, you look a lot cooler.
People want to see the big, unexpected.
Yes,
yeah.
But I think that if we are more value the fact that this natural body, how hard to be that person and then beat everybody else. I mean, if we can make a show, it's more really focusing on the natural bodybuilding and... for those who really work hard, we give them the credit for that, and even just prize, you know, the prize. And I think they'll be so proud of themselves, because I do carry my pride, because I'm so proud of myself that I am the champion. I've done champion quite many times. I'm not trying to, bragging, but it's more, I wanted to prove people, like, here is a girl, here is a person who is 100% natural, but she won the show, not only two, three, four times, and then both in the States and Korea, and I do not even have a boob job. The one of the reasons that I still have a natural boobs is I wanted to be that person. I wanted to be the hope that people say, you don't necessarily have to have a fake boobs to win the show. You can still be the best and win the show, just be who you are, because it's not about the boob size.
Right, it's like being a role model for people who
right.
don't want to do the surgery or go down the drugs road. Or,
yeah, I want it to be the positive.
Or change their voice.
Yeah, no, don't do this. Don't be that person.
Yeah, if one week suddenly Minsu talks like this, we'll know what happened. Went to the dark side. Okay, interesting. Maybe some people will be disappointed not to see you on stage again, but I'm sure there's enough photos and videos on all your social media.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find something cooler than just showing. I mean, still, I wanted to be on kind of like, not staging, but I'm working on some sort of like maybe music videos or photo shoots and another way or videos. So definitely check out my website. It's betteryoubyminsugo.com. On my website, you can see my blogs. It's updated all the time. Of course, my podcast and my new videos and pictures, all the updates. So please check it out. And also, you can find me on my social network, social media, Instagram, Minsugo, YouTube, Minsugo, and all the others.
Nice one. Yeah, speaking about your social media, after the last few episodes, we got a lot of questions in from our listeners, which is really exciting, by the way, that we have people actually listening.
I know, they're listening. Thank you.
I thought it would just be maybe my friend, my sister, and a few of your friends. But actually, yeah, we've been having listeners from the USA, Canada, Somalia.
Somalia!
Yeah, you've got some fans all over the place. I think there's like two people in Australia. No, there's some people all over the place, which is really great to see. And of course, people right here in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions, this first question, it comes from, he's an English guy who lives in Korea. He's under the name of Alex the Goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper?
Yes, I assume he's a football slash
yeah.
soccer player. But his question is about HIIT, or H-I-I-T.
HIIT.
And he is a man who is in his 30s. He describes himself as having average fitness, but he wants to start incorporating this HIIT, H-I-I-T, which stands for high...
High intensity interval training.
There you go. Thank you, expert. He wants to start incorporating that into his own workout. So he wants to know, is that okay for him? Is there any risk of him injuring himself? And how many times a week, for example, should he be doing that kind of training?
Yes, very good questions. And I'm a person all about HIIT, because I believe that when you're training, when it comes to training, the workout is not time dependency. It's the intensity dependency. So what I'm saying is, it's not about how much time you spend at the gym or working out. It's more important that how you use those time efficiency, you know. So 20 minutes, you can still get a really great workout. Depends on the intensity, again. But what you need to think about, the best part is the high intensity interval training is, it's really well known. It's afterburn effect. So what it is, when you do regular cardio, for example, just run like treadmill on like 30 minutes or an hour, you only burn like 200, 300 calories, and only when you're doing it. That's it. But when you do HIIT, what happens is you train, and then of course you burn the fat when you're doing it, but your body's constantly burn more fat while you're doing something else, like for 24 hours. So it's a very effective workout if you want to lose fat, of course, but also it's a great way to increase your muscle mass as well. Of course, it's what kind of workout you do it though. On the other side, of course, there is a bad side as well, because the high intensity is, again, it's high intensity. So it can be, depends on the what moves you do, but you get kind of high impact on your joints.
Your joints, yeah.
Yes, so even like a lot of jumping, it's involved, then you will definitely use a lot of, you know, pressure on your joint. So what I see now, when I was in 20s, I didn't really much care about it. It's more like, let's go, push harder until you die. I'm just kidding. But now I'm in 30s, right? And you know what? It's not really about just pushing yourself all the time. What you want to do is, you want to be able to do this long time until like you die, you know?
Yeah.
It's
naturally.
Not, yes, so not only 20 years or 30 years, you want to enjoy more when you are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,
yeah.
80. So if you want that, you have to really think about what kind of workout you do now when you are young. So don't be afraid that, oh, then I shouldn't do this, because it has a great, like, positive side. Your heart and your muscle, your functional, like, it has a great ways to do it. So before you do high intensity interval training and you sort of doing, you know, workout, you really have to know what you are doing, right? So it's not even high intensity. Any kind of workout you do, you really want to know how to do it right. So if you lose your form, you're done. Don't try to push yourself when your form is out. So you gotta really have to be cautious about your workout. And your fitness level, it's not about the, I think that the age is only number, because some 20s, like I work out with a guy, he's 18 years old, but he's super out of shape. There's no way he can reach my level. But there's a person like me, people might say, so, oh, she's like 30 something, but I have a better physical level than even teenage. So I don't see it's about the numbers, age, but it's whether, but you really need to know where you are, where you stand. But if you're beginners, of course, don't try to be like someone like pro athlete, because everybody has to, I mean, you have your like steps to go into, right?
Yeah.
So start with just level one and then slowly increase your level and listen to your body and then make sure whatever you do that you master the movement so that you're not going to hurt yourself. I see that a lot on CrossFit because CrossFit could be some high intensity interval training that the base is quite similar, but I see a lot of people getting injured because, and then they put too much weight, they don't know really how to control their body muscle, and then they just lift, and injured. You don't want that happen. You might not feel it now if you're 20s, but let me tell you something, you will feel that few years later.
Yeah.
Real.
Scary.
Yes.
So for this Alex, the goalkeeper, who's in his 30s, what he describes as average fitness, would you say maybe start off once, twice a week,
so I
master
see,
the motions?
Yes, I think two is a week good to start because, again, even though it's high-intensity interval training, but everybody is different, you know, because it is still high-intensity to you, but not to me. So everyone can make high-intensity interval training for themselves. So if you're starting, I think that two to start with is good, then three a week. I wouldn't go like every day for sure, no.
You need that time to
recover.
Right,
so maybe three times, but if you are doing a high-intensity interval training for like 10 minutes or not too long, then you can incorporate your high intensity style workout into your weight training. So that's my that's kind of my workout. I do my base is like weight training or you know more isolating bodybuilding. It's still there, but I adding a lot more high intensity into my training.
Do you have some examples of that on your YouTube or on your website or?
Yes, I do. My YouTube, you can see some workouts that I put in, and I mean the high intensity can be really different format. So it can be just with just a treadmill, like if you just run with a high incline, like super like sprinting there, and then maybe 10 seconds off and walking. There could be a high intensity interval training too. But what I like to do is I'm using my weight training and then high intensity all together with weight and the body weight. So I see that brings the best result because I still don't want to just all high intensity. It's still high intensity, but I want it to mix it well. And then always, again, there's no certain, I mean, like numbers for everyone. You start from maybe one, and then you're adding more, two, and then three. And then if you get tired, you probably stay off. And if I feel my joint, my knees getting pain, I definitely take out all the high intensity.
So listen to your body.
Definitely. It is very important when you do high intensity.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Alex, I hope you enjoyed that nice, long, in-depth answer. Thank you, Vincent.
Yes.
Any of the other listeners, we have been getting a lot of questions, but anyone else who has questions, like Minsu said earlier, you can contact her on her website, betteryoubyminsugo.com,
yeah.
On her Instagram, @minsugo.
@minsugo.
At Facebook also.
Facebook. Official
Minsu. Official Minsu. So there's loads of ways for you to be getting in touch with Minsu and asking your questions. It can be about stuff like Alex asked there about workouts. It can be about nutrition. It can be about fashion. Whatever you feel would be a good question for Minsu to discuss on the podcast. Anyway, before we finish up, how about your tip of the week? They've been going pretty well. So what's your tip for this week?
Tip of the week is I definitely think that whatever you do, then you have to do it for yourself. So don't think that you have to do it because someone else is doing, but everybody else is doing. I really think that you really have to stand up for yourself. If you think that that's wrong, that is wrong. Don't change your belief because everybody else is doing. So do it for yourself and believe, I guess.
Yeah, lovely. Instead of just do it, just do it for yourself.
Do it for yourself.
Sounds good. All right, nice one. I'm going to say goodbye now, so thanks for having me here again.
Yes, I'm so excited. Just every time, you have no idea, I'm super excited to do this. So again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you like this podcast, it'll be really awesome if you like and share with your friends and family, loved ones, so you can spread the positive words to the world to be the best version of yourself. So yourself. So thank you again, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a great day, stay active, be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to the Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.